Good afternoon, Seattle. Welcome to the High Tech Radio Network. You're listening to Tech Talk with Craig right here on AM 1150 KKNW. And hey, we're back in the studio today. I'm excited to be back. Last week was Yom Kippur. I was in synagogue. We had salmon days last week. I did a little fasting, and then I did a little working. I know I wasn't supposed to, but salmon days is an important event, so we were there for that. And we are going to talk a little bit about that in a little bit because it's very relevant to today's show. We'll get into that in a little bit. But it's really nice to be back. I got to mention a shout out to my buddy Tom Gattuso. We may even hear from him a little bit later on today. He took me to the Sounders game last night. And I got to tell you, we had a blast. Met Drew Carey. I know. Look at that.
Major disappointment.
It was a major disappointment, but you want to know
in so many ways.
I had so much fun.
I'm glad you had fun. I did not have fun, but then I wasn't there.
Do you remember the discussion we had on this very radio station
Probably.
About World Cup?
Of course.
Okay.
How could I not?
I was at World Cup in 84 in Chicago at Soldier Field, and I saw Chile play, I believe, Costa Rica. Anyway, I remember it was a totally different environment. It's not like Super Bowl. It's not like the World Series. It's a whole new. I have to tell you, we followed the band in. We were there with the chanting, the parade of chants. Everybody dressed in and just the rut. I felt like I was at World Cup. I really did. There was 56,000 people at the Clink last night. It was unbelievable. We were hanging out with Drew Carey, the owner, a very close friend of mine who actually used to do contracting work for me at my old Plateau computer, is now the head of he's the head of computers. He's the new MIS guy for the Seattle Sounders. And I texted him a picture of myself and Tom Gattuso with Drew Carey. I said, "Here we are with your boss, so you better give us the hookup today." And about 15 minutes later, he goes, "Sorry, I'm in the control room." And I'll put it up on the website. When you see the control room at the Clink that this guy's involved with, that he takes care of there at CenturyLink Field, it's unbelievable with the screens. And I think that we are sitting in a very high-tech radio studio here. But that, my friend, unbelievable.
It's a different ballgame. Oh. And, of course, real football brings out different real emotions. It is truly different than any other sport.
Yeah, it was just unbelievable. And thank you for chiming in on on that football.
How could
stuff.
I not?
Oh my God, I knew. I saw your eyes perk up as soon as I mentioned football.
I'm not really much of a soccer fan, but you said there was a disappointment right after you said you met Drew Carey. I'm hoping you meant that maybe the Sounders lost.
Yeah.
Not that meeting Drew Carey was a disappointment.
No, the Sounders lost twice last night, even though the score said it was only 1-0, but they lost the Cascadia Cup, and they probably also lost their position in the Supporter Shield, which goes to the team with the best record, and of course you get home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
Right. They still have a chance to get that in their next
Very
game.
Remote.
Very remote.
They have to play LA twice, once down there.
Yeah.
Good luck, because LA is on fire right now.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Anyhow.
Anyway, let's introduce everybody here
Who
today.
Who else is here?
Well, you're here.
That's
Mike.
True.
Thank you for being here as always. In the aux, as always, we have Mr. Jack Crawford. Jack, I think this is going to be one of your last weeks in the aux as our new communications director will be taking over for you when he gets back from Leavenworth. He's in Leavenworth this weekend.
Not the prison.
Not the prison, though, right? Jack and I,
exactly.
We think similarly. Now, did we do a background check?
We
I just want to be sure.
And drug testing, of course.
We do drug testing?
We do. Anyway.
Hopefully they're good drugs.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Whoever brings back the best drugs gets to be on the show. No, I'm only serious. Come on. On the line we have with us Gadget Guy in Beantown. What's going on in Boston, Alan?
Well, I'm trying to find out if you got your invitation to go do The Price is Right.
Actually, I didn't. Drew's actually recovering from some neck surgery right now, and they're not filming right now, but he's in Seattle to root on his Seattle Sounders, and it was really cool to be with him last night. But I do want an invitation. I want to be called I Want to Hear That, Craig Walker, come on down. That'll be fun, but anyway.
Oh, you've heard that before, but just in different.
Yeah. Oh, no. This is clean radio here. I believe also on the air with us right now, we have Mr. Brandon Davis, CEO or president of Leapfrog Americas. Brandon, are you with us?
Yes, Greg, I'm here.
All right. Well, he's calling in from Las Vegas. So we've got the country covered. We've got the East Coast, and we got the Middle Coast, and we got the West Coast. And also in the studio with us today, as a surprise to Mr. Davis, we've got Suleiman right here sitting next to me to my left. And we're going to ask him a couple of little questions later once we get into the show. And also in the studio, we have Maxim Gajveronski, and I got to tell you, I am excited to get an update a little bit later on your drifting experience and testing your 3D printed prototypes of the Maximatic. We're going to send you to a website to check that out, folks. We're going to have an exciting show. We're going to get to it in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to the High Tech Radio Network. It's Tech Talk with Craig right here on AM 1150 KKNW.
Coho Computer is a full-service computer and communications center. Conveniently located in downtown Issaquah on Front Street, we offer fast, high-quality turnaround computer service for all PC, Mac, and Android devices. Coho Computer also offers complete consultation and implementation of network services for the home and small and mid-sized businesses, as well as enterprise solutions. No job is too big or too small, so contact us today at 425-654-1239 or visit us online at cohocomputer.com. That's Coho Computer Sales and Service, a proud sponsor of Tech Talk with Craig.
Everyone has that horror story of a problem that occurred right after their warranty expired. Bring your vehicle to us for a complete inspection before your warranty expires. We'll help you to find a potential issue before it becomes a bigger expense down the road.
Nate Bean of Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair. Nate, why such a generous offer?
It's not just about fixing cars. It's about solving problems and building relationships. That's Integrity.
Just a block off I-90 in Issaquah. Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair.
Zombies take over downtown Issaquah on Saturday, October 18th. Get your zombie on at the historic Shell station on Front Street between 2:30 and 4:30 p.m. At 4:30, zombies walk, crawl, and shuffle up Front Street to City Hall. The undead really come alive at 5 o'clock when zombies dance to Thriller at City Hall steps. Afterwards, enjoy a Dead Guy Ale at Issaquah Brewhouse, kids' activities at the Salmon Hatchery, or ride the trolley to and from the Issaquah Highlands. This event is free and open to all ages and zombies of all skill levels. For more information, visit downtownissaquah.com.
Real people, real life, real radio. Really. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the show. It's Tech Talk with Craig on the High Tech Radio Network. And guess who just called in? We were just talking about you, Tom.
Zombie Walk himself, right?
Yeah. Awesome, Craig. I tell you, you are right. The Sounders put on a show, don't they?
Yeah, that was we had such a ball, man. It was fun. I had such a great time. Got to meet Drew Carey. And best of all, I was there with Tom from Voco. And since I got you on the air, Tom, a couple of things I'd like to go over with you. And one is that ad we just heard, Zombie Walk. Yeah. Tom is not only an innovator, not only somebody who is involved in one of the hottest streaming video and audio products on the market today, which is Voco. Make sure to go check out myvoco.net. I believe we're still running a little special. You can get $100 off on VSpot and I believe the VZone Plus. I'm not sure. Tom, I want to talk to you a little bit about Zombie Walk. And the reason for that is you are also the originator of the Downtown Issaquah Association's Zombie Walk. And how in the heck did you come up with that?
Well, it's a great story, Craig. I live in a fantastic neighborhood up here. We got lucky when we moved here about 10 years ago. Great neighbors. And we were sitting around, I think, watching Shaun of the Dead. And I forgot who turned to who and said, we should do a zombie walk and crawl downtown, historic downtown Issaquah. And that year, 5 years ago, our family, as well as the Steve Henry family, the Kovac family, Tyler Munson's family, and Joe Dinkle family, four or five families, maybe 10 to 15, you know, husbands, wives, and kids got all dressed up in zombie gear and shuffled down Front Street on historic downtown Issaquah.
Well, that's fantastic.
But since then, you know, I think at that time I was still a board member of the Downtown Issaquah Association alum, which you are now active member of.
Correct.
But then I got DIA involved and helped support and do some marketing, and this thing's just grown out of hand. And this year, which is going to be awesome, everybody needs to come down. I want all your listeners down there. We're going to take over the steps of City Hall. Never been done before. We outgrew out front of the library. The police of Issaquah, I think, got a little upset because we closed. They had an impromptu close down the street in front of the Issaquah Brewery, the Rogue.
Well, not only Sunset, but they had to close Front Street and Sunset, which are the two main intersections in a very large, in a growing town. I mean, Issaquah is no longer Mayberry.
Yeah, it's a beautiful little historic downtown. That's why we moved down here, and we just wanted to revitalize downtown and bring people down there and enjoy the community. It's a great community. One of those things that we do is a zombie walk, which is fun. So we had several hundred people last year. We're going to try and break that record this year. We start at 2:30 at the historic Shell Station. That's, we're starting that early because people can come and get painted for free or use makeup that's there for free. If they want a really professional grade one, I think they pay $10 and somebody paints them right then and there. You also get to learn your the Thriller dance moves, because if you recall, at the end of our zombie crawl, that's when we do the Thriller flash mob in front of City Hall.
It's going to be phenomenal, right on the steps.
Yeah, and then at 4:30 is when we start our crawl. We leave the Shell Station and head downtown to the City Hall, and then after that, so from 5 to 5:30, we're doing the Thriller dance, and at 5:30 is when we do our party at the Rogue Brewery, serving some dead guy ale. So that should be exciting.
I'm ready for the dead guy ale. And guess what, folks? City Hall, Coho Computer. I can see City Hall from the porch of Coho Computer. So as we start talking about Voco and as we start talking about 3D printing and all the things that are going on at Coho Computer, do it. Come on down. Have a great time. It's the 18th of October, so it's coming up here real soon. Check out Zombie Walk, dance to Thriller on the City Hall steps, go have a dead guy ale over at the Rogue Brewery, which is in my, literally in my backyard.
Yeah,
it is my backyard. It is my backyard.
See you, right? If you want to see the greatest and new technology, which is 3D printing, and now Voco, which is an expanding, growing category in the multi-zone wireless music system.
Well, since
you're an innovator there, Craig, so we're excited to be part of you.
I'm happy to have you. And since I got you on the phone, before we get into our discussion with Brandon and Solomon and Maxim here, I want to talk to you a little bit about Voco. And I was reading an article about a subscription music service called Deezer, and I spoke with you a little bit about it this morning. And they're entering the U.S., and what was interesting I heard about it is that Deezer is second in the world only to Spotify with paid subscriptions. I guess what they are is they're kind of like Spotify, but they act a little bit more like Netflix. Tell us a little bit about Deezer.
Yeah, great service. You know, it's the quiet riot, I guess. They're coming up pretty significantly. We first got introduced to them by our French distributor that said, hey, you should take a look at Deezer. And consequently, we had a trade show that just happened in Colorado, which is called Cedia. And that's when we met with the Deezer folks. So we're in conversations with them. But the Voco product puts out a new online service probably every 3 to 5 months. So we have several in development right now, one of them which will be Deezer and many others. So it's a great service. With our services today, you get Pandora, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, you get Sky FM, you get hundreds of thousands free internet radio stations, including YouTube, which is the largest content provider on the planet. So not only can you listen to the song, but Voco gives you the ability to also watch the corresponding YouTube music video. No other multi-zone system gives you that.
In 1080p HD. And I can attest to that. And if you want to see that actually happen, if you would like a demonstration, come on down to Coho Computer. We're 75 Front Street South, right in the heart of Issaquah. Just a couple of two, three doors down from the intersection of Sunset and Front Street. Come down, take a look at it. I just got a second 3D printer in the store, so we're going to be doing some 3D printing demonstrations. And Suleiman, I want to ask you, on that, since we're talking about Voco, tell me the radio station that we were able to pull up for you to listen to while we were in the store on the Voco system. Do you remember what station that was, what city it was from?
Yeah, it was from a city called Ouagadougou in Burkina Faso.
In Ivory Coast.
In Ivory Coast. Mm-hmm.
This gentleman here is, I tell you what, I am so happy, Brandon, for you to introduce me to Suleiman. I am so, Suleiman, right?
Yes, you got it right.
Suleiman. I am so happy to have him involved. We are going to be going live with Coho3D.com very shortly, and we've got Suleiman here. We're going to talk about this in a little bit. He is going to help all those that purchase 3D printers from our website, Coho3D.com, with, we're going to put a little value-added stuff there. We're going to make sure that he gets you all set up. We're going to make sure that you are all calibrated, something that you won't quite be able to get from some of the others out there selling. They're going to put it in a box and deliver it to your front door, and you're going to have to figure out what to do with it. We're going to add a little extra to that, but we'll get into that a little bit later.
All right.
Tom,
back to that the Voco. Now you mentioned that we did have a promotion. I think it was Tech Talk.
It's still there.
Is that still there? Because
all you got to do is go to myvoco.com, and this is for all your listeners. This is the ability to get a product today. I would recommend the V-Spot by Voco. It's got five built-in speakers into it. It's self-contained. It works over your Wi-Fi network, so it's simple. All you need is a Wi-Fi network and internet connection. You get the Voco V-Spot. And anybody listening to this gets a $100 discount. So it's regular $399. They're going to get $299.
Yeah, that's an excellent
deal. And what Solomon said, which is really cool, isn't that fun, that he can just look up by – you can look up artist. You can look up by language. You can look up by location. So if I want to listen to my Latin jazz, I can go and select if I want to listen from, you know, South America, Spain. I want to listen to it from wherever it's playing.
Ivory Coast.
My music. Ivory Coast. Exactly right.
It plays FLAC files,
you know,
with the new Ponos. So, coming out, that's going to be a great way to download some high-definition audio.
So once again, listeners, make sure to go to myvoco.com, M-Y, my, like mine, myvoco, V-O-C-O. That stands for, I believe, Tom, correct me if I'm wrong, voice control.
We do voice searching. So the other cool sizzle to the steak that we have is you can request using your voice. But if you just want to listen to Rolling Stones, you just ask for Rolling Stones in our application. And boom, it pops up. You can go search the TuneIn Radio, Pandora, Spotify for Rolling Stones playing anywhere in the world right now. And boom, within seconds, it finds it and locates it and plays it.
Very good. Well, go to myvoco.com, go to the store, check out one of those V-Spots, get the V-Spot. I highly recommend that too. The V-Spot is a set of speakers comparable to what you might see from Bose for about $900. And you get $100 off, so we're talking about $299. You make sure you put in the promo code Tech Talk, one word, Tech Talk, TECHTALK. Put that in there, and you will get an instant $100 off of that V-Spot. It's a great value. Check it out. Tom, thanks so much for being back on the show. Thanks for the call. Thank you for the great time last night. It was a ball.
You bet. We had a great time. I'm looking forward to seeing you and all your zombie friends October 18th, next Saturday.
Yep, we'll be there.
Historic Issaquah.
And don't look for a scarf. All right, I'll see you next week. I'll see you next week, buddy. All right. Oh, by the way, before you go, I know that Gadget Guy, Alan Wallace, sitting over there in Boston, Massachusetts, is salivating. He's chomping at the bit to review one of those on a new domain.net.
Absolutely. Hello, Alan. How's Beantown?
It is great, and I just happen to be on myvoco.com, and I keep looking around and thinking, wow, this would be really nice to take a look at.
Yeah,
well, it sure will be. We'll make sure we take care of that for you. Good to hear from you. Washington misses you.
Well, we miss it, too. I will tell you, though, the strange thing is that since I've gotten here, where I'm living now actually makes Issaquah look big, and that really throws me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'll have to look you up on a map.
Well, thanks again, Tom, for being with us on the show. We are going to take a short break. When we come back, we've got Maxim Gajveronsky. We are going to follow up with him and talk to him about his exciting adventures at the Evergreen Motor Speedway. We are going to get some comments from Brandon on the unveiling. The curtain goes up this weekend on coho3d.com. I've got most of the items already online, so folks, you can go to coho3d.com right now. Check it out. You can't place an order yet. You'll see a big stripe going across saying that the store will go live on the 12th. I'm hoping to get that done either tonight or sometime tomorrow late in the afternoon. It may be Monday. I'm working on some shipping details right now from the distributor, but we're going to talk about that when we come back. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, all that and more. You're listening to Tech Talk with Craig on the High Tech Radio Network right here on KKNW AM 1150.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 AM. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen. Coho Computer is a full-service computer and communications center. Conveniently located in downtown Issaquah on Front Street, we offer fast, high-quality turnaround computer service for all PC, Mac, and Android devices. Coho Computer also offers complete consultation and implementation of network services for the home and small and mid-sized businesses, as well as enterprise solutions. No job is too big or too small, so contact us today at 425-654-1239 or visit us online at cohocomputer.com. That's Coho Computer Sales and Service, a proud sponsor of Tech Talk with Craig.
Everyone has that horror story of a problem that occurred right after their warranty expired. Bring your vehicle to us for a complete inspection before your warranty expires. We'll help you to find a potential issue before it becomes a bigger expense down the road.
Nate Bean of Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair. Nate, why such a generous offer?
It's not just about fixing cars. It's about solving problems and building relationships. That's Integrity.
Just a block off I-90 in Issaquah. Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair.
Outside the box, outside the norm, inside your radio. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the show. It's Tech Talk with Craig on the High Tech Radio Network. And during the breaks there, there was a little conversation between Brandon and Alan. And Alan, I can verify that that is a big crate. And I just carried that empty crate out back this morning. And yeah, it's a big crate. And I'll tell you what, it's an amazing machine. I just got the dual extruder. Creator, it's just phenomenal. I cannot believe what can be done with it. Suleiman, I got to tell you, without you, I don't know what I would do. And I don't know that I would want to go into this thing the way I'm going into it without you. I'm really happy to have you on board. And as I mentioned earlier, once we go live and you start purchasing our products, and I'm going to announce, Brandon, I'm going to let you explain everything that's in the starter package. But we're going to be able to get our listeners started in 3D printing. And you don't have to be a Boeing engineer, although from Salmon Days, and I want to go back to Salmon Days and talk about that. At Salmon Days, takes place on Front Street. They closed down Front Street. Suleiman, you were there. You know how many people we get.
A lot of people.
I think we're close to 200,000 people this year in 2 days. And it was just an amazing event. I give away every year a free TV. I give away a 32-inch HD TV. And I also, this year, we gave away a Voco V-Zone as well. Thanks to Tom on that. And basically, you know why I do that, folks. I do that to collect names and numbers, and on the back of my entry forms, I ask all of my entrants, what are you interested in? I'm interested, some say, Dish Network, DirecTV, Comcast, Comcast Business Class. Remember, I'm an authorized retailer for all of those items. How do I speed up my computer? How do I save money on my bills? I do all of that. I've been in that business for many years. But I have to tell you that out of the 500 or 600 entries I got this past weekend at Salmon Days, 90% over 400 have the check mark 3D printing. I'm interested in learning more about 3D printing. And the people that were interested in 3D printing were Boeing engineers, students at the university, the president of Bellevue College. I had the president of the engineering department of the University of Washington there. They all checked 3D printing. We want to hear from you. So I know what this is going to be. And since we're talking about that, another thing that I promoted that I really want to get out there to those listeners, those that are listening, if you have kids ages K through 12, kindergarten through 12th grade, as a matter of fact, this is for kids all the way through 19 years of age. So actually freshmen and sophomores, some sophomores, most freshmen in college can also get involved in Future Engineers. Please go visit futureengineers.org. Get your kids signed up. The competitions have just begun. I know the last time I mentioned it, they were about a week behind schedule, but the competitions have now begun. The grand prize winner in the 15 to 19-year-old category win an all-expenses-paid trip to Huntsville, Alabama, to the Johnson Space Center to see the item that they chose to be printed in space, actually printed in space and made in space's zero-gravity 3D printer. They're giving away trips to L.A., to SpaceX, to watch rockets being built and watch the rockets' parts being 3D printed. They're giving away a 3D printer. There's different categories for each age group, so the kindergartners are not competing with the 19-year-olds. Go to futureengineers.org. Check it out. You know what? We're all about education, aren't we, Brandon? We want people to know what this is all about. We don't want just sell printers. We want to let people know what additive manufacturing is all about. Tell us a little bit about that. I know we've been rehashing this, but you know, it's so important to me right now that we let the kids know what this is all about. Give us a little commentary on that.
And I mean, if you look at our world and kind of how, you know, how we're developing, you know, conserving resources and being responsible, and these are the things that we want to teach our children. You know, 3D printing is additive manufacturing at its best. And this is versus traditional subtractive manufacturing, which is where you're taking raw materials and then you're cutting them down. You're subtracting from them, and you generate a ton of waste. You know, basically, when you use additive manufacturing, when you use 3D printing, your waste you drop from like 90% to between 5% and 10% waste. So we're talking about serious, like just resource, you know, savings. And there's no better. I don't think there's any better lesson that we want to teach the next generation. Wouldn't you say?
I agree 100%. And, you know, it takes me back to when I was – one of the things I did when I was a kid, I loved to build model cars. And I remember when I pulled the plastic pieces out of that model car box from I think it was Maxal or I can't remember. I know there's Hasbro. Testers. I think I used the Testers paints and all that. Well, I remember breaking those parts away from this injection molded – strip of parts, and I remember. I think that the plastic that went in the garbage was more that actually then went into that car. And I know there's recycling nowadays, but guess what? You know, you got to think about the emissions, and you got to think about the stuff that goes up into the sky. And with additive manufacturing, I believe that it's better for the environment. Well, not I believe it is better for the environment. It's going to help. I rant on this every week. It's going to help us bring manufacturing back to our own country.
You're not the only one that thinks that. I mean, Ford Motor Company has like 5 3D prototyping centers around the world at their facility in Dearborn Heights, Michigan. They're cranking out something like 20,000 parts a year with 14 different industrial 3D printers. And so you know, this is why the time is now to get our children educated and get them used to using 3D printing. 3D printing isn't a fad. It's not going to go away. I mean, we're looking at something like they're predicting, I think it's in the, you know, $16 to $20 billion in revenue generated from 3D printing in the new year. You know, obviously, Airbus, Boeing, all these companies, manufacturers are using this technology. It's not something that is experimental. It's practical. People are making money with 3D printing, and it can start at the lowest level. You know, that the Leapfrog creator, $2,200, and you know, you become a manufacturer yourself at home.
Tell us a little bit about the 3D Print Hub.
Oh, wow. So if you get a 3D printer, there's services out there. Like 3D Print Hub is one of a partner of Leapfrog for a long time. You can list your printer online, and basically when someone needs something prototyped that doesn't have a printer, you can go online and you can find printers all around you, in your neighborhood even, down the street from you. And then you can say, hey, I need this print, and they'll generate the print, and they can mail it to you, or you can go and pick it up. But it's kind of like a crowd-sourced prototyping community. It's pretty revolutionary in the sense that, you know, everyone becomes a manufacturing hub.
So, folks, you go out there to coho3d.com. You pick yourself up a dual extruder, Creator XL, or Creator Starter Kit. We're going to give you, I believe, is it 6 kilos of filament?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You get plenty of filament. You get 6 kilos, which is 6 separate rolls. You get live training, which I think is the most important thing. So we don't just sell you a printer and leave you out in the cold. You get everything you need to be productive. We include a design package, extra print stickers so that you can print successfully. A lot of people have a hard time printing straight to the print bed. Our print stickers are specially configured to make first-time use very easy. You know, just our award-winning technical support's always on call 24 hours a day to take any kind of support request and hopefully resolve it in record time. I think the starter package is just a way to jump feet first into 3D printing. Turnkey solution, nothing you need to buy additional. You're literally set up to print for months.
And you can immediately go and sign yourself up at 3dprinthub.com, and people will find you.
You become a business. You become a business
immediately,
overnight.
Immediately.
Yeah, immediately.
And that's a great segue into a guest that's sitting here in the studio, and that's Maxim Gavronsky. He's been on the show a couple of times, and the most exciting time that he was on the show was a couple of weeks ago when we actually had him, we interviewed him live while he was at the Evergreen Motor Speedway. You can go to, we have a new website address. It's bettercupholder.com.
Yes. Hi, Craig. Thank you so much for having me here again. It's been fantastic. Maximatic, it was kind of a egotistical homage to my name, if you will. I just wanted to call it that. I thought it was fun. But, you know, for the 90% of you who weren't able to, who didn't know how to spell Maximatic, bettercupholder.com made it a little bit easier. So it'll just send you straight there.
Well, I'm excited to have you here because you, my friend, are the first person that I have ever printed on my 3D printer actual prototypes for.
Yes.
Maxim Gavronsky has come up with a cup holder called the Maximatic, for those of you that don't know and haven't heard about it before. It is, you know, we talk about zero gravity 3D printers, and we talk about gravity and this and that, and I remember the bottle buoy that I had on a speedboat that I had many, many years ago on Whidbey Island, and it would do 360s. Well, he has created, and you got to go to bettercupholder.com and check it out for yourselves, folks. This guy went viral in literally 24 hours. His brother posted a video of him in a car on a Friday night at midnight, and by Saturday morning, he was on the front page of Reddit. He now has over 800,000 hits on YouTube on one of his videos, and the rest of the videos are all rising very quickly to 25,000, 50,000. I saw one with 80,000 hits, 80,000 views, and I saw the videos from Evergreen Motor Speedway. Folks, they had they were using the cup holders in a drifting car with a professional drifting race car driver. I saw Maxim, the G-forces. I saw the look on your face while I was interviewing you on the radio.
Yes.
And you could just see the G-forces, and you looked down at the drinks that were in those cup holders, and I think you said something like 5 drops or something.
Yeah, it was amazing how much inertia, how much force. We were taking doing 65-mile-an-hour drifts up to that, anywhere from 45-mile-an-hour to 65 miles per hour. I was drifting with this gentleman, Matt Van Kirk, by the way, fantastic gentleman. He was very willing to just, yeah, he was excited about it from the beginning, sharing it with all his friends. All his friends were coming up, and you know, they were like, "What the F? You didn't spill a single drop," and wasn't actually going to curse on radio,
good.
They were pretty excited. We got all that on camera as the initial reactions. And Craig, the printer, your 3D printer, and the way it printed, and with that new solution that we're probably going to get into with the acetone and the glazing, that really made it smooth, and it was fantastic. And honestly, the drops that came out, that was probably only because of the bouncing. But we did have an open cup of water in this flimsy plastic cup just drifting around, and the windows were open, and it was so loud. And I don't know how we were even able to do the segment where I called in on my cell phone. I had to stick the cell phone into my helmet. I could barely hear. I mean, there was so much noise, but I guess it turned out pretty well.
It did. You know, we were all surprised. Mike was a little nervous, but you know what? I was a little nervous too. I didn't think it actually sounded great. And, for those of you that missed that interview, folks, it's a lot of fun. The show is great. Go to hightechradio.net. That's HIGHTECH radio.net. If it's not up there already, it'll be up there this afternoon along with today's show as well, as are all of the Tech Talk archives. So you can listen to all of our shows, catch up. As you know, folks, those of you listening today, we have a very innovative show. We don't have that show where I got a pop-up on my computer. How do I get rid of it? You know what? Take it to Coho Computer. I know a guy down there. We want to talk about the things that are relevant to today. And right now, relevant to me is additive manufacturing. I'm excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't say enough about it. I think that we're going to continue these segments. We've got a lot of other news to talk about, but right now it's about that. And one of the things I wanted to mention is Suleiman, who is here from Ivory Coast. That's where he's from originally. He lives now here in the Seattle area. And those of you who do purchase a 3D printer from coho3d.com, we're not just going to take it and drop it on your front doorstep in a box. As mentioned, the starter kits do come with live video training. However, and that's video, we are also going to have an actual human come to the door, come help you set it up. We're going to calibrate it, show you how it works, and then we'll have added bonuses you'll be able to purchase if you would like to get some training in some CAD design, et cetera, et cetera. So all of that will be at your fingertips. The initial setup will be included in the purchase of your printer, however. And
I'm kind of bummed because I've got a pop-up problem I was really hoping you could fix for me.
FedEx, my friend. Actually, we use GoToAssist. I want you to go to fastsupport.com, and I'll give you a key, and I'll get into your machine. As you know, I think we've done that before. But Suleiman, I am excited to have you on board. I know Brandon can't say enough about you. And tell us a little bit about you and your background. Where did you go to school?
Craig, for having me. I'm originally from Ivory Coast. I came here like seven years ago. I went to North Seattle Community College. I studied accounting, and then I transferred to Central Washington. I was doing cybersecurity in bachelor, and then
cybersecurity.
And in parallel, next to that, I went to Central Lake Washington, Kirkland, and I was doing engineering design over there. This is why I get involved in 3D printing and 3D thinking, and I start learning about 3D printing. And it's very, very awesome technology, and I think it's going to change the world for the next couple of years.
Oh, at least. And I think that one of your mentors is on the air with us right now.
Brandon Davis. You're right.
Yeah, Brandon trained Suleiman in the techniques of 3D printing, showed him how they work. Brandon, to remind the audience, is the president of Leapfrog America. which I have to say, it's tough to beat that printer. It's the best value, the best quality. It's just unbelievable.
Well, we didn't build it to not be a game changer. And I mean, 3D printing obviously is a big world, but the creator is pretty unique. I mean, it's you know, from its assembly to its manufacturing itself. You know, you're looking at like laser cut aluminum parts. We don't use plastic. We don't use wood. If you look at a lot of the printers out there that you can go out and purchase relatively easily, you know, most of these printers are made out of, you know, a lot weaker materials. Our printer's super rigid. It's perfect for someone who's trying to, you know, prototype something, build something, you know, either at home or in a small business environment. And, you know, Solomane has mastered the unit. That's why he's working with you, Craig, because, you know, people, they need some insight sometimes, especially with new technology like this. But it's so easy. Most people, once they take to it, it's so much more natural that when you think of an idea in your head, like Maxim has, and, you know, hey, I have this goal, I want to get it done, 3D printing makes that possible. You can go from the idea to the practical application basically under one roof, and that's really unique.
Maxim, when you first got into this Maximatic and you were doing your first prototypes, I understand, if I remember correctly, you had an inside scoop or an inside lane to get to an educational 3D printer to have your 3D designs, your first prototypes done. And because you had that inside information and that person that was on your side and they gave you some special discount or something, I believe that special discount for one print was something like $400?
Yeah, you know, it was about a year ago. And it's amazing because I got this full prototype printed. It had to be printed in half because the 3D printer, the dimensions were still pretty small. And it's amazing how even in a year, technology has just, you know, with such rapidity, has just gotten so much better with 3D printers. And this was a pretty steep discount, too. He's a college student. He was learning SolidWorks and all that stuff. And they had a 3D printer in their class. And it was one of the best top of the line that they purchased specifically for that class. And, you know, it still had the mesh pattern, the grafting, because it was probably a pretty thick filament. And, you know, I had to sand it down because it was so rough. And by the time I sanded it down, it didn't even, the plastic was softened and it didn't even work that well. But yeah, we got it printed and it was still pretty darn expensive. So it's amazing how affordable it can be now. And I mean, honestly, I could have printed that item four times and I would have already had my own 3D printer at that
Absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely. And that's my point. I think that because of LeapFrog and their pricing structure and the quality that you get for that cost, you recover very quickly. And with the 3dprinthub.com, you can just go into business. You go to the Department of Revenue, get yourself a license, and people will call you. They will call you and say, hey, I need something printed. And
you know, Craig, it's 3dhubs.com, and if you have a printer, get registered, and overnight, I mean, they handle all the they can handle all the money transactions, all that stuff. You don't even have to, you know, get a business license. You can be a sole proprietor. You can. It's so easy to just get into 3D printing in that respect.
It's unbelievable. And you guys were just mentioning SolidWorks. Solomon, tell us what SolidWorks is.
SolidWorks is the awesome software used by designers to design the 3D printed prototypes. And I have a background in SolidWorks. I learned SolidWorks in Kirkland Lake when she done a student of technology. And this is really awesome software that you can use. Whenever you can imagine, you can use SolidWorks in a design. And I think my friend right here can tell you more about it.
Yeah, my 17-year-old engineer, I don't know if I should be saying this. I don't know if it's even legal for him to build it for me, but yeah, obviously cost-effective. But even he went to school for it, not even for a very long time. And I mean, he's already a master on it. He could do all the stuff. And I can't even zoom in to view the item. And here I am sitting behind him, breathing on his neck and telling him what to do. And it's amazing what it does. It truly is an unbelievable program.
Well, there are a lot of people that are worried about, oh, what am I going to do about software? You know, go out and buy AutoCAD and it's going to be thousands of dollars, and SolidWorks, and there's even SketchUp. There's actually a free version of SketchUp that you can download. I think Google owned it for a small amount of time. I believe they sold it or
incubated it, and then it split off. SketchUp's really good. Autodesk has a free one too. I forgot what it's called right now.
1-2-3D Catch. It's actually an iPhone app, and I have it on my Android. And I started making 3D modeling. I started 3D modeling with 1-2-3D Catch, and it's impossible. I just can't believe that it works, and it's a free app, and you can actually go and. You can go to a part that's broken. You can take pictures. You take about 20 or 30 pictures of that broken part from all different angles. The files upload into the cloud over to Autodesk, and they actually build that 3D design for you, send it back. You can export it as an STL file, hit file print, and there's your item with the fix, just like using a cloning tool that you would use in a Photoshop. And it's amazing. It is This is, as Suleiman said a few minutes ago, it's world-changing. It's life-changing. It's going to change our economy. There are so many things, and it's so cool and fun to learn. I was talking to the wife of the president of Bellevue College the other day, and she was talking about the school that she teaches at, and she teaches at a school for kids that are not doing great at paying attention in the regular high schools. And she's a teacher there. And when she came into the store and saw those wrenches, she came in and saw those wrenches that we were printing in the store. She was just so excited to be able to tell them that they can get involved in futureengineers.org and that there is something here that they're going to get excited. She knows for a fact that this is something that's going to grab their attention, keep their attention. It's fun. I get mesmerized. My 7-year-old Adam was looking at that 3D printer, watching his diamond sword being printed, which, and by the way, don't let your kid bring his diamond sword, from Minecraft diamond sword, to school, because you will get a letter from the principal. We just learned that the hard way. And Suleiman, you'll be excited to know that you're going to be helping me with Adam's Halloween costume that is going to be due in about 2.5 weeks. He is going to have a fully 3D printed Halloween costume. He's going as Minecraft Steve. For those of you who know anything about Minecraft, Minecraft Steve has a chest plate and leggings and a square helmet, and so we are going to be printing. We've already got the tools done. We've got the bow and arrow. We've got the diamond pickaxe and the diamond sword, so you got to help me a little bit with the leggings and the shield. Anyway, we're going to take a short break, one last final break. We're going to come back, talk a little bit about the news. You're listening to Tech Talk with Craig on the High Tech Radio Network right here on AM 1150 KKNW. We'll be right back.
Coho Computer is a full-service computer and communications center. Conveniently located in downtown Issaquah on Front Street, we offer fast, high-quality turnaround computer service for all PC, Mac, and Android devices. Coho Computer also offers complete consultation and implementation of network services for the home and small and mid-sized businesses, as well as enterprise solutions. No job is too big or too small, so contact us today at 425-654-1239 or visit us online at cohocomputer.com. That's Coho Computer Sales and Service, a proud sponsor of Tech Talk with Craig. Zombies take over downtown Issaquah on Saturday, October 18th. Get your zombie on at the historic Shell Station on Front Street between 2:30 and 4:30 p.m. At 4:30, zombies walk, crawl, and shuffle up Front Street to City Hall. The undead really come alive at 5 o'clock when zombies dance to Thriller at City Hall steps. Afterwards, enjoy a Dead Guy Ale at Issaquah Brewhouse, kids' activities at the Salmon Hatchery, or ride the trolley to and from the Issaquah Highlands. This event is free and open to all ages and zombies of all skill levels. For more information, visit downtownissaquah.com.
Are you suffering from SCS, or slow computer syndrome? Well, tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 for Tech Talk with Craig. I'm Craig Walker, lead technician and owner of Coho Computer. We'll take your calls, answer your questions, keep you up to date with the latest in high-tech news, and feature special guests. Tech Talk with Craig, Saturdays noon to 1, right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the show. You know, there's not enough time in an hour, I can tell you, because we could talk about this all day long. During the break, a couple of items were brought to my attention. One is, I did mention 123D Catch from Autodesk, but Autodesk also has a downloadable program. Is that from Autodesk Tinkercad? Tinkercad?
Yeah, it's not branded by them, but it's developed by them, and it basically features an interface that if you learn on, it's free, and it's web-based. It's not even, you don't even have to download it. It'll run on almost any web-available computer, and the interface prepares you to use more advanced design software like, you know, different Autodesk products, and basically it puts you on the right track. So, you know, if you learn on that platform, that learning translates down the road. So it's a great way to start learning to design, do some kind of, you know, some work that's going to end up in a 3D printer one day.
So that's totally free. That's tinkercad.com, T like Tom, Tinker like Tinker Toys, tinkercad.com. And then Suleiman mentioned another downloadable free design CAD design software package called Design Sparks. So you can probably just Google that. I'm not sure the website. It might be designsparks.com, but you think that's what it is, Suleiman?
Yeah,
okay. Designsparks.com, and download it, play with it, and have fun. It's going to be it's life-changing. It's going to be real, real fun stuff. Anyway, we were talking to Maxim Gavronsky a few minutes ago, and I wanted to, you know, this is a tech talk show, and I want to tell you about some of the high-tech things that are going on in the news. We only have a couple of minutes left. The Tesla Model S has just gained autopilot, and Elon Musk, your hero and one of mine, I see Suleiman over there going.
As well.
He's pointing at himself.
It's my hero too.
Well, with SpaceX and Tesla, I would love to have a cocktail party.
He's a younger Richard Branson.
There you go.
And he's from Africa.
No offense, Richard.
And he's from Africa. There you go. Very good, Suleiman. He's one of your countrymen. Well, anyway, I heard an interview, and he says that in 10 years' time, so in our lifetime, we will be, we'll have autopilot in our cars. And so they just came out with the autopilot all-wheel drive option for the Tesla Model S. And you can go to CNET and read a little bit about that. I think that's just as cool as can be.
I'll tell you what sold me on that. That was his comment about he wants to have driver selectable modes of normal, sport, and insane. I mean, this thing can go 0 to 60 in like 3.2 seconds.
Like you need to go 0 to 60 in 3.2. I think I was talking before the show, if you had better tires, it would be 3.1 seconds. So anyway, because they wouldn't be spinning as much.
Or a hovercraft.
There you go, or a hovercraft. Yeah, that we were talking about that.
Well, maybe because it's all-wheel drive, maybe it's now able to get to in 3.2 seconds, which is a difference I remembered.
Local news, Satya, what did you do? Satya Nadella, he had to apologize, and for good reason. Satya, keep the politics about feminism and all of that to yourself. Let's just run this company. It's a local company. We need to keep our... And by the way, we have some other Microsoft news that the 18,000 that were laid off, 700 of them came from... one of the departments that is dear to Gadget Guy's heart. Alan, tell us a little bit about that. We got a couple of minutes left, and then we're going to...
Well, so the only thing that Satya showed in his comments regarding women, unfortunately, is that the statement where he said, you know, if you work hard and you do all this and you're going to earn your way, well, what does that say for the, you know, all of those people who were between, you know, who were just a little over 40 plus, hadn't made director yet, who'd been there for 10 years, and they're hitting the curb, you know, this week. So apparently it's not whether you're male or female. He's an equal opportunity, you know, career destroyer. And, you know, that's really just a shame. And I'm definitely confused about the whole security message of Microsoft now. I know there's some brilliant people there, but at the same time, trustworthy computing's gone. So, it was just a very sad week as far as I'm concerned for Microsoft.
Well, they also, went from Windows 8 to Windows 10. I believe they left out a number there.
That actually makes a little bit more sense to me. And the reasoning why I'm hearing for that is that a lot of the software, when they were trying to solve problems around, the O'Day issues and the year 2000 bug, a lot of third-party software was written to look for if it starts with Windows 9. So if it goes to whether it's Windows 98 or whether it's Windows 9, some software is going to look at that and think it's the wrong software.
Well,
so that somewhat makes some sense.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that next week. It's time for us to go. I want to thank all my guests. Tune in next week to Tech Talk with Craig on the High Tech Radio Network. It's been great. We'll see y'all next week. Thanks for listening.